You have now tuned in to another episode of Links and Drinks, starring Playboy Pooh and King Chief. So grab your drinks, sit back, and enjoy the show.
Links and Drink a little too hard this morning. Well, today. I can't say this morning. Today. But yo, welcome to another edition of Links and Drinks podcast. It's your boy Playboy Pooh here.
I never go second.
Why does it matter?
Hey guys, it's L Boogie. Right. Thanks for having me.
Oh, she what? Back on this shit. Yeah, she just L Boogie this week.
Yeah, she
that's
not
Little Lane.
That one.
Little Lane was with us last week. It's just L Boogie.
Yo, what's good, guys? It's Sai. What's popping?
Yeah, is you talking to the mic?
I think so.
No, you're talking. Nice. You put it a little more down so you don't have to stretch your neck. You know, so you look a little like a giraffe when you do that. Giraffe.
Stop it.
Thanks for the help. Yo, it's Sai, guys. What's popping?
There we go.
Yo, you already know the vibes. It's, it's King Chief.
How y'all doing, y'all?
Yo, why O Boogie giving me the eye? Like,
I don't know,
bro. I ain't even do nothing. I'm chilling.
It's because it's L Boogie. It's not Little Lane. Little Lane with little kids. She turned it red.
Y'all need to stop.
Oh, man. But yeah, but how was y'all week, man? How y'all been? What's going on? Anything?
I don't know.
Want to share? How y'all feeling, man? It's Friday. What's going on?
I've been good about a weekend.
I got paid.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You ever heard that song by Mac Miller? Mac Miller and
I heard
Nigo.
In your story today.
That song really
that's
hit.
I never heard it.
Good
that's
by the weekend.
Right. Everything good by the weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah, I never heard it before.
That's how I felt story. About this week.
It's a good song. You should take a listen.
I said I was going to look. After I heard it, I said, yeah, I should look deeper into this. What is it called? Mac Miller Weekend?
It's called Weekend by Mac Miller. All
right.
Rest in peace.
Facts.
Big homie.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace to him. I wasn't really a Mac Miller guy.
Oh, nah, he has some heat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, his music very different, but he has some heat.
Like, what was anything that I would know? Draw out a hit, a name of a hit, or a lyric that I should know.
I doubt you might know anything.
Why?
I like Jet Fuel and Self Care. I think that's, I don't know a whole lot of his music, but.
I mean, it's not helping.
That's how the song starts. Like that ass. That's how the song starts.
You gotta listen. Just give it a listen, bro. Right. Try it out.
I've been listening to different stuff lately. You know, I went back and listened to some of Joe Budden old music. Because
I went back to Pump It Up, nigga.
That's like, before Pump It Up. Before Pump It Up. Like, because I be listening to podcasts and like they really make it seem like he was really one of the greatest. And I'm like, I'm a person who always appreciated lyrics. You know, I'm not a person who's all about hype or the song and stuff like that. It's lyrics. So I said, let me go back and listen to this man in here. But, you know, now since I ain't working in the Bronx anymore, my commute is so short, I ain't really have enough time to listen to much stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Wow. Must be nice.
It sucks.
Yo, like, wow. I'm looking
I don't listen to nothing now.
I'm looking on Apple Music and it's, besides Pump It Up, I'm not recognizing none of his top songs, B.
Well, name another one.
She bad? Don't put it down.
Oh, she don't put it down. No, she got something like she bad or something like that.
R&B singer, By Law,
don't know that.
Broke, don't Flex, know that. And Love, I'm Good.
Who is this?
I know the second one.
Who is this?
Joe Budden?
I know the second one.
I only know him for running after that kid in the car. I know what you're talking about.
Wasn't that around the time he was beefing with Drake too?
And you definitely know Pump It Up. It's in every movie, every commercial.
I know the pump, song.
Pump, the residuals pump, he get off
pump,
that shit.
Pump, pump, pump it up.
Just blaze.
Pump it up.
That's about it.
Yeah. The man was awesome. I'm sorry.
Needless to say.
He's a better podcast host.
Yeah, and just a shit stirrer. Because that whole Migo shit, that is infamous.
Nigga said, man, I'm out.
That's not true. Exactly like that. Just
oh, the academic shit with that nigga what is it? Vic Mensa. When the nigga was like, he was like, oh, if I knew he had beef with you, I would have sat next to him instead of putting you. Wow. Nah, because that nigga was dead ass ready to slap academics, son.
And he deserved to get slapped.
Not because the nigga was like how he was trolling, like the shit that was going on in Chicago.
My friend was just, actually, my sister just sent me some shit about some blogger. Her name is Don't Call Me a White Girl. But she was just talking about academics and how
she
white. Yo,
no,
some chick pulled a gun out on
that,
the
yeah,
day.
that she was talking. Yo, exactly about that shit.
That shit was fucking.
She said that nigga's a bitch. She said that nigga built wrong.
Nah, that it was crazy. I watched it.
Would you have been scared?
Nah,
did she actually pull the ratchet
down?
Out?
How it went down? She ain't really pulled no gun out. She probably ain't even had a gun. To be honest.
Oh, nah.
It was cap. It could have been cap.
Oh, nah.
Because I'm like, if she had a gun, she would not have waited that long if she was going to pull it out.
He is a bitch, though, because he's dead, like, arguing with a female.
Yeah, I'm like, all that energy he had for her, he would not have done that with no...
He didn't have it for the Migos. You saw him. That nigga was like this.
I'm like, but that's... He violated her, son. Yeah. He went in on
her.
He went
in. He
crazy.
Was like, go home and take care of your nigglet. Talking about her son.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yo,
bitch-ass academics.
He went in on her, son.
He said that about who?
Some girl he had at his podcast.
But after they went off the screen, she was trying to fight. She swung on him and shit like that. And it was off the camera and stuff. And then when he came back, he said, I don't know what she was trying to pull out of her purse. I don't know what it was, but she was about to get dealt with. I'm like, what? So she probably didn't even have a gun.
He's corny.
Dealt with my ass.
He's corny for that.
Like, yeah.
He corny, period.
Yeah, it was
corny.
Stupid.
He corny,
DJ
period.
A to the R to the C, my nigga. What it do, bro?
Yo. What up, bro?
So
what's up, man? What been going on? So let's get into some of these topics. What's been going on?
All right. So first off,
you got talking to the mic.
I want to ask y'all about Jussie Smollett.
Juicy Smollett.
Jussie Smollett.
Jussie
Smollett.
Juicy Smollett. Dave Chappelle says.
You think he's going to jail?
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering. You really think they're going to make him go to jail?
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to get some probation.
Wasn't he convicted of what? What it was,
I don't know, it was like five out of the six.
Falsifying
a
hate crime.
I know it was something with hate crime.
I feel like I would not be surprised they hit him with like some 6 months fucking probation. If he go to jail, he ain't going to jail more than a year.
Nah, son.
He was guilty on five counts.
Exactly.
He has a clean record other than this.
But
this is extreme. It's not
public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very public.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You need to. You was doing the same thing she doing.
I sound muffled in my.
You stretching your neck.
I mean, I got a long neck, but whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Is that Little Lady trying to peek through?
Just a little bit. Is that what that is?
Anyway, as we were talking about. I think he's going to jail, but you might be right.
He's a celebrity. Like,
yeah, but they might make an example out of him for that fact. It's like, bro, what the fuck was you thinking? Why?
I wanted to compare him to Martha Stewart real quick, but she was federal money.
She was holding it down. She wasn't snitching. What you talking
That's
about?
That's true. Speaking
and how long
snitching,
she did?
8 months. Google. I don't know. I'm thinking a couple months.
If he goes to jail, it'll be a couple months.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure of that.
He was wildin'. Why did he do
was
that?
Wildin'.
Why
like,
did he do that?
I feel
that?
Like if he wasn't who he is, he would have been to jail for some time.
I don't know.
But who
he said,
is, he's going for a couple months.
He was talking about Don Lemon. What's his name?
Which one?
Martha did 5 months.
Oh, 5 months.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Off CNN, the host.
Don Lennon. Yeah, he was right. Yes.
Yeah, him. Jussie Smollett said that he got the tip off about the police coming for him by him.
He's just snitching on everybody.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. So, like, this could get a lot further into a situation, and I feel like he might do time.
Everybody's snitching. If he just starts snitching, that's what Epstein girl doing, right?
I'm calling her
snitching.
Maxwell because I damn sure don't know how to say that.
I heard she's snitching now,
Ghislaine.
Too.
That's how y'all
want
to say that.
I don't know how to say it. I'm taking
that
a
shit look like
dark.
Gas line. I don't know.
You don't know about that?
I was trying
you don't know who that is?
Something.
Oh. I just see him looking around like he's lost.
I am lost. Just trying to find something.
I'm trying to find something.
And also, I'm not sure who the football player is, but
there Talking about Zach Wilson from the Jets?
Yeah. Are we back on this nigga?
No, I mean, not Zach Wilson. That's the quarterback. The other nigga that suplexed the bitch.
Oh, my God. We're back talking about this shit? No.
You said the football player.
I'm talking about the man who was...
He was found
killed
dead.
In police custody.
Yeah.
I didn't read into the dude. Me neither. Did I know what happened? I just heard it was a former NFL player. He played for a year with the Saints. I feel like he must have been, I don't want to call him a bum rush because I don't want to disrespect the dead, but he must not have been an elite player because the name doesn't ring a bell.
I don't even know about
him. I read something about him being in, he was in custody, and I don't know if this is the same situation, but he got into it with an inmate.
So it wasn't
supposedly. I don't know. See, then over some socks or some shit
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you seen that too? Okay, yeah, it was about some socks. You
Googling it?
Nah, I saw it earlier, but you know when you try to go find shit again on Instagram nowadays, since it's not back in chronological order yet.
See, my memory just
motherfuckers.
Yeah, mom, I didn't look into that.
Like yeah, no. So
what was his name though?
Why is he my phone about to die and my battery full?
Poop.
You need a new phone.
Poop. Do you remember his name?
Sorry. The guy, that's what I'm telling you. The guy wasn't that good of a player.
No, I'm saying when you looked him up, what was?
I just know he was an ex Saints player.
Juju.
Ex Saints player.
Oh, he played for the Steelers.
It was the Steelers?
No, she said Juju.
Oh.
No, nigga, I said.
I just said Juju.
Nah, Juju it, nigga. Oh. Like Shorty said from Big Mouth. You know, Juju it, nigga.
Oh, I was lost.
Glenn Foster Jr. That's
yes,
his name.
Yes. You know that name? The name ring a bell?
No, never heard of
him. I'm saying he could have been on practice. That's like how they kept saying the running back dude was a Jets player.
He was.
He only played like fucking 6 games.
But he played.
Yeah, but he's still ex NFL. So then the other football player.
You just tight because your team, niggas on your team is suplexing bitches into TVs.
And your team is just going to take them after. The fuck?
Yeah. We didn't take his bum ass.
Catch a body and then take the
We don't condone up. Stuff like that in our organization. That's the problem, you see?
He crazy.
That's why you got to stand for stuff and have standards.
He crazy.
What football team you like?
The New England Patriots.
They take they take all of the bad guys and reform them. And turn them
into champions.
It's a reform school.
That's what it is.
But it says here that he ended up...
talking to the mic.
It says here he ended up in custody after getting into a fight in jail because he was trying to steal another prisoner's socks.
So he'd been in jail?
No, he was arrested... after reportedly driving twice the speed limit through Alabama.
Damn, he was in Alabama?
He must have been going through some hard times if he was trying to steal somebody's socks.
He showed signs of mental instability during a court appearance.
CTE right there.
So they ordered him an evaluation just hours before he died in custody.
CTE.
That's what they strangled like that nigga. I'm dead ass.
For what? What would they give for that?
Listen,
I don't know.
That's like what they're saying when they were saying that Epstein killed Epstein.
I believe they did. He was in solitary confinement.
He killed himself.
How you kill yourself in solitary confinement? They don't give you items to do that.
A bed sheet, bro.
Yo, but look what happened. You don't watch enough. Bland, though. Like. You think that, she that committed
one,
suicide?
I don't know that one.
Who now?
Oh. Sandra Bland.
Oh yeah.
That one was a suspicious one too. There.
I don't think they killed. I don't think Epstein killed himself. I think they killed him because see, this nigga was about to be like, well,
he's about to snitch on everybody.
Exactly. This nigga was like,
everybody's going down.
Just right. Like, just like what? Never mind.
That's just like what she doing
right now. I got
Bill
a couple blowjobs. I even took Hillary with a couple.
I mean, like, so what you mean to tell me is if I snitch on all these motherfuckers,
I get to go home.
You put me in witness protection.
Say less, motherfuckers.
That's probably Donald Trump was going down. Like what? He ain't in enough trouble already.
He's
yeah.
about to take the world.
Yo,
now.
Chill. Leave Uncle Donnie alone.
That's your uncle, bro.
Cause Sleepy Joe is sleeping.
I can't stand this guy. But.
So hold on. So you think Trump winning again next year, next election?
I don't know about all that.
Nigga, I'll vote for a raccoon before I vote for that nigga.
Okay, so between Biden and Trump, y'all picking Biden?
I'm picking a piece of toast that has
I mean, to each their own if you don't want to vote. But just say hypothetically you had to.
If I had to, I feel like...
Whoever's the independent party.
I feel like I'm going to stick with Biden.
You going to stick with Biden?
I'm going to stick with Biden. Because I feel like the radicalism that was coming with Trump.
Nigga stormed like, the White House.
You see the fuck? Yeah, you see.
No, I feel you on
nah,
that.
You have that kind of power. I don't want you in the White House.
And then you see them niggas is getting whack ass sentences.
But Joe Biden's like brainwashing everybody. He's like, okay, everything is inflated. You know what I'm saying? But then he gets on the news and he'll be like, Americans have the most money that they've ever had these days. And we're like, where the fuck is all this motherfucking money?
I have more money with Donald.
Exactly.
This nigga that's because we was home getting
Joe got
stimmies.
Dementia.
No, I'm talking about before the stimmy.
Nigga Joe got dementia. I mean, Joe living in 1920
right now. Gas wasn't fucking
right
$4. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that he over here tapping into... gasoline reservoir.
When I first got my Jeep, bro, it was $50 to fill it up.
Now it's what,
$100? It's like $75 to $80, bro.
I'm just playing devil's advocate, though. To each their own. You know what I mean? I don't really fuck with politics anymore.
And then, like she said, the nigga gonna come. Oh yeah, we gonna drop this amount of gas from
the reserve.
Like the fuck you got a reserve for?
Yeah, exactly. Like
gas going crazy.
Isn't that our stash? Like what the fuck are you talking
about?
That
is our stash.
Why do we need a gas stash? That sounds
in case of some type of world war again.
We're constantly using resources and we're constantly trying to
that
get
ain't
shit
ours.
From. Exactly. So
exactly. So if we get in a beef with people who got the shit that we can't get it from nowhere else, all right, we got to dip a dick in our stash until we find a new connect.
And this is why.
That's what it is. It's common sense. You know the hustle.
And he got I heard that there was boats stranded with gasoline on it.
That just sounds mad dangerous. That. Like
it was in
like,
the
I heard it was crates with like
you got the gasoline next to the missiles and shit. Like this just sounds mad dangerous. Why are they not stored together? What the fuck is going on here, man?
I'm sure they're not stored together.
I hope it's not. Like the anniversary for Pearl Harbor was just the other day. If they didn't learn anything from that, these niggas are stupid.
This is what I'm saying. Like you got the gas next to the fireworks for the 4th of July. Come on now. This is kind of scary.
That's like just saying, like, just blow the section up and we fuck. Yeah. Like,
so where would, if they have them together, where you think they would have them at?
Florida.
I think it would be Alaska.
No, I don't think it would be.
I think it would be Alaska.
Cold. It's stable. So.
Like, the fuck?
I want to go to Alaska.
But Alaska has oil.
Yeah, it does. Mm,
ooh, damn. Oh, yeah. No, you don't want to do that.
And
that,
gold.
Oof. Boom.
But I'm like, if they blow up Alaska, but I'm saying if they blow up Alaska, that's only a small part of it. They keep it on Hawaii.
Alaska
or some
ain't
shit.
That far from us. It seems like it is, but it ain't.
Keep it on. They probably got a little island.
Probably somewhere in central location where it could reach anywhere in the USA equally and at a decent amount of time.
So that sounds about like the Midwest,
like
somewhere
Texas,
like Ohio or some
Texas,
shit.
Somewhere.
Nebraska, like, somewhere in the middle, smack dab.
Makes sense.
So if shit pop off, oh, we gotta get to California.
Oh,
we gotta get to
the birthday girl reaching. You know? Happy birthday, Nika. She gone already. All right, well, fuck. Let me edit that.
Nah, that was funny. Leave that.
Yeah,
that
I'm gonna forget anyway because I'm not marking it.
Why you gotta be an asshole?
Yo, the phone. It's you hear the static, right?
Yeah, faintly.
You gotta get one. What in the Acme from Looney Tunes? Gas next to missiles.
This is America here, you know.
These niggas are dumb, bro.
They stormed the fucking White House, like.
And you would want that man back in power again, and he had that kind of power,
not necessarily
that control over that bro. Mind control over people.
I'd rather brain from Pinky and the Brain at this point.
Yo, but like the well-being of our finances.
And I'm not even talking about that. You keep on saying the power that he have. If he have power over these people still. They still gonna do that. They still gonna be radical. They will still storm the White House, even though he's not the president,
because
he has that kind of control over him. So whether he's president or not, he could still cause shit to go crazy.
It's true.
It was but all them Popeye's like chicken sandwiches. I
would definitely much rather him not in power with that control, you know?
I totally.
Especially since he's silenced everywhere, pretty much.
I don't know if he would win. I really don't. But if I feel like if someone was like him.
Listen, I really hope he runs.
We said I don't this care shit before.
If he
wins.
I hope he runs. I just want to see if the United States would really go.
Yo,
back
I think he. Yes. But you know what? I think he would though because Biden.
He's going
is,
to.
Biden
a country
is
full
trash,
of idiots.
But it's not going to be who he's like, going to run against in the Republican
Biden
Party. That's the question.
Senile, like Trump could get people going. Like Biden puts people to sleep.
But he would have to win.
You know what I'm saying?
He would have to win the Republican Party first. That's the thing.
Biden?
Trump would have to win the Republican nomination.
I think that he could again.
So
after
I wonder,
dealing with Biden,
now, what if what was his fucking vice president name? Pence. What if Pence go up against him?
Nah, son.
Like he got to win the Republican vote first.
That's terrible. That's even
so
worse.
I just want to see him win. I want to see him running for president.
Let's
was
just,
hilarious.
I think we gotta get through these next couple of years.
That shit was fucking hilarious though.
The way things are looking.
But he was just violating people. I loved it. Trump. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah.
Those four years was ridiculous.
It was though. What?
It was like a reality show.
But it's, to me, it's still. I don't know, bro.
I mean, it's still kind
of. It seems like General Hospital now. With this old nigga. I mean, I'm being serious, bro. He be talking like this. And like once he gets like through his first sentence, I'm tuned out already. Like, yo, what are you talking about, my man?
You know what's crazy? I feel like I haven't heard the vice president's voice since we did it, Joe.
Yeah, because she ain't doing shit either.
Like she has to be one of the most quietest vice presidents I've ever seen.
What do you mean they're all quiet?
Biden stood out.
I didn't know any of them besides Biden, Pence, and Harris. Those ask me another. I couldn't tell you. Do you know any other vice presidents?
Dick Cheney.
Okay, Cheney. I didn't even know he was the vice president.
That's because he shot somebody in the face.
Who was Bill Clinton's?
See, was it Monica? No.
Bro.
It wasn't Monica.
Badoomch.
Oh man, that was.
I
funny.
Forgot we were talking about
that
the vice president.
Yeah,
that was disrespectful.
That was his vice. All right.
Nah, that was good, Al. That was good. Badoomch. Oh, for real. Man.
Well, what else? What else?
So, who won the versus battle? That's what I wanted to ask y'all.
What versus battle?
The Yeezy versus Drake.
Huh?
Benefit concert.
Oh,
the Benefit concert that we just watched.
I was like, I missed that one.
Free Larry Hoover.
Yo, that shit was. I hated it.
What?
Oh. I hated it.
Wow, you know
what? It was too much Kanye.
It was Kanye overload, bro. It took way too long for me to get a Drake song.
You don't think that if we had a better quality sound at the time that we were listening to it, you would have been vibing to it a little bit more?
No.
Because I was vibing to it when I had my headphones in.
It was way too much Kanye for me to start. I thought it was a team thing, but
see,
then I see at the bottom and it got
the
small.
The fine print.
It was real fine print.
Reading
it just it's like Kanye big, some small words, Drake big.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was written.
So it's like Kanye with special
you should open,
guests.
You should
Drake.
You should open your eyes.
I thought because when I listened
I would have got close
Champ,
to see what that blurry shit was.
When I listened to Drink when I listened to the Drink Champ. How he was hyping it up was like he was trying to do something together. So I'm like, all right. But then I see this was him with featuring Drake. But that shit was, it was Kanye overload. I couldn't deal with that shit.
He definitely set that up like the meme said on Instagram.
He said what?
He definitely set it up like a versus.
Yeah, you got to put it.
Like,
put it, talking the mic out, Boogie.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, now I hear you.
Okay.
Literally, Lane was talking in the mic pretty good last week. I don't know what's going
on.
I
lip, too, so
okay,
all right. But, fucking, damn, now I don't know what the fuck I was saying.
He set it up like a versus battle.
Right. He made it so he was the star of the show. Drake was there, because that helps the whole situation.
But it didn't give me versus battle vibe.
What do you mean?
It didn't.
He hit all his major songs. Like, he went hit for hit. I know I don't know if you realize that.
But versus versus battle is one, you know, for one.
Ping pong.
But he just killed it for an hour. He gave Drake.
And that's why I feel like it was overload.
But that's why I'm saying it was a versus. Like, he took all the time to do all his songs. He told Drake, right?
That's not how versus battles goes.
But, you know, I'm just dragging it a little bit. But do you know what I mean? Like,
what I get from it is like battle rap. In battle rap, who usually gets the best advantage?
Home.
The person who goes second.
Yeah.
So Kanye went first. He rammed out all this shit. Then as soon as Drake come on, you forget that Kanye went that hard. Drake is here. Oh, he went second. You're focused on this person.
Nah, but Kanye comes back on again, apparently, after that.
Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Did Kanye do flashing lights?
Yeah.
That's my shit.
But that's what I mean. Like, Drake only did a select few songs. Mm. None of them were like, I mean, there was, you know, We're Too Sexy? Mm-hmm. Too Sexy? Whatever the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that shit.
I mean, that was one of the
way
hits.
Too sexy.
Yeah, way too sexy.
Walker in the building.
Fucking.
Oh yeah.
What happened?
I wonder if he know anything about this Maxine Case shit, because you know Walker be in the shit. So what up, bro? What up? What you know that Twitter don't know? Mm-hmm. But anyways, I'm sorry. Back to what you were saying.
No, I mean, I wanted to know what y'all thought about it.
Way too sexy.
I don't like it.
It was cool. It was a bop. It was nice. I wouldn't pay the money for the ticket though, but it was nice.
How much was his tickets?
I know front row was like $5,000,
which is crazy.
But what was like nosebleeds?
It's Drake. Well, it's Kanye featuring.
Because what's that white singer name? The one her album was done. Yo, her nosebleed tickets was like $2,000.
That's probably the same amount.
Nosebleeds.
Wow.
And I was like,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I was like, I would be saying hello from the parking lot.
Hello from my bed.
Because the parking lot is probably like $100 for the event.
Yeah, facts. Yeah.
So I'll park right in the parking lot, tailgate, and just listen to that shit from outside.
I'm sure she's going to sing loud enough.
All distorted and shit. Yeah. Oh, well.
I'm sure she's singing loud enough for that.
Hello from my bedroom. Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Hello from Amazon Prime.
Exactly.
$30. Oh, Buggy, what else we had down on that list?
No, I was asking you guys before about the Grammys, because Drake withdrew his Grammys, and y'all was trying to tell me that Donda.
Who's y'all?
Would've beat
CLB. Donda was gonna beat it.
Donda's Dookie. Right. CLB would have beat Donda.
I think he just don't want to fuck with it. Like, first of all, don't he got mad Grammys already?
I think he got like 6.
I think he's purposely doing it so that Kanye can win. And
honestly,
have all the glory.
He said he was doing it so the new kids could win.
That whole shit is rigged anyway. Because The Weeknd got nominated for 6 Grammys without submitting his music. So.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I honestly don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, no, I don't really care either, but it's just interesting.
Yeah. What else is there to
watch award shows to see who be winning and, you know, the performances.
All of them shits is whack now.
And all the performances and shit. But, like, if I see The Weeknd win one award, I'm be like, yeah, this was whack to begin with, but now it's super whack.
I can't remember the last award show I watched, to be honest. Yeah, even the fucking BET. I used to watch the Hip Hop Awards for the Cyphers. Everybody's garbage now. I don't waste my time anymore. No,
that's true.
I like watching award shows for the live shit that be happening.
Is he awake?
We have a zombie.
He's awake.
Hey, Sleepy Joe. Hey.
Nah, but what else? Okay. What else is on the list?
There wasn't shit else on the list.
Hmm. Bad shit. What are you talking about? I believe you said bad shit.
I only had 3 topics written down.
We were saying bad stuff.
I know, but it's because we were just chatting.
The fuck?
We were talking a lot of shit.
How you feeling, Joey?
Hey, Sleepy. How you doing?
I don't think he's fully back alive.
No, he's not. I told you. He's a zombie.
Yeah, even she's saying she don't remember the last one she watched. Like, the award shows are not what they used to
be. Yeah, they are ass, bro.
I just be watching them for the, like, let's see if some crazy shit gonna happen.
It's what? Yeah, I don't even watch that shit. Even, like, yo, what was that shit? The cypher they have for what? The freshman class?
The double XL?
Oh, I stopped listening to that shit years ago.
Every single one of them is shit.
That bitch was just making a noise. She was like,
And niggas in the back like, yeah. I was like, yo, they can't be dead ass. This is what music come to.
Like I said, I watch the award shows for the live shit that I be happening, and mostly for the hosts, because the hosts be funny as fuck. And back to sleep he goes with his Snuggie, a.k.a. his shirt.
He's not sleeping.
Nah, he's awake.
He's awake. No, he's just...
He looks like a cat trying to hide.
Oh, man.
I miss being that lit, bro.
I don't.
That was the good old days.
I don't. That's
a fact. Yo. I feel like I've had an iPhone for a very long time, and I feel like I'm always learning something new. So recently I learned about these fucking memory shits they be making with your fucking pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, them shits be having me reflecting like a motherfucker.
Yep.
I be like, yo, mind your motherfucking business. And nobody actually show me this.
Put a little song in the background sometimes.
Anybody want to see this?
We used to be wildin'.
Like, why did I drink this much?
Yeah. Like, why was there a bottle of Johnny and Deb every fucking picture?
Oof.
Every day I've been going through my Instagram, and I'm starting to just start delete old memories and stuff like that. Because I had so much pictures, and I'm just like, I'm not that person anymore. So I don't want people to just go back in my pictures and see that and think I'm still that kind of person, because I'm not like that.
Yo, so you delete your shit.
I don't. I'm there on going into the archive.
I used to have so much shit on my Instagram, and I deleted a lot of it, and then I kind of regret it, not so much.
That's
like,
why I'm on there in the archive. They ain't going to delete. This shit is gonna be there the forever.
Yeah, nah. Oh no.
Speaking of dumb shit. Speaking of memories. Oh, zoot it.
Oh man, but yeah. So that motherfucking
I was not reading.
You just freaking smack.
Yeah, I was looking at like you.
I was like, yeah, them I am.
Something's wrong with y'all niggas, man. I imagine I can't focus.
I was focused.
I can focus.
Talking about not focusing.
Sleepy Joe, you good over there?
Bless you.
Okay. All right. Damn. Now I lost focus. Now I forgot what I was saying.
Yeah, we completely gone now.
I forgot what I was saying. And I feel like I was making a good point.
You want to see a dead body?
Joe.
Bless you.
You good over there?
Yeah.
You want a Zyrtec?
You allergic to your sweater?
No, it's allergies. He has allergies. All right, yeah. Well, you should stay focused, Silas. Stay focused.
Something's wrong with y'all.
It's something wrong with Silas.
But you
don't blame me.
Silas is just, you didn't see her face.
Don't blame
though.
Me. I was having a fine conversation with this nigga. He was asleep, and now he's just sneezing his life away. So I'm trying to figure out what went in your face. In the past 5 seconds, you got up, went to the bathroom, and you came back.
I started breathing.
Ah, there we go. It's oxygen he's allergic to.
No, I understand. It's dust. It's dust. She's over here being so calm. She's trying to make him seem like a fucking science experiment.
He's a zombie right now. Just fucking with him.
Yeah, they say the best way to get over that feeling is to drink a beer. I think I might have one in the fridge for you.
He got an IPA in there.
You know, an IPA, a nice cold one. Ooh.
You want me to get a few?
Are you driving? Nope. Exactly. So what the fuck?
You want some coconut water?
Yeah, I was so drunk on Monday. I'm good, nigga.
I haven't seen you in like forever, though.
Yo, I'm drunk, nigga.
She said, I knew he was dead in the back. He just started breathing again.
I told you.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Damn, so he got too drunk before the links and drink and couldn't even link with us.
Exactly.
I miss being drunk like that though, for real. He fell?
No,
Oh, I think because you
ain't. I had locked the door.
It sounded like he fell though.
Nah, the way you said, because
it sounded like he fell. Okay.
A noise is a good sound.
2022 is in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
Or man. Three.
I don't know.
Two.
So who's counting?
I definitely asked y'all this week. I mean, last week. So never mind.
I don't remember. What did you ask?
I was just gonna say, like, y'all have anything to do in the next 2 weeks that you wanna like finish the year strong type shit?
No.
Just wanna make it.
Yeah.
Facts.
Just gotta make it. Oh fuck! Yeah, I can't. Oops! I take that back because he's in the news now too. It's problematic ass.
Who?
Trey Songz.
What he do?
Oh, sexual harassment.
I believe it too. He seemed a little aggressive.
You think so?
A little bit. You know, for some reason, I could never. He never was floating my boat. Like, I just, you know, like.
Not my boy, Trick or Trey.
His music was good, but then I'm like, you know, I don't know. Like, he be.
Not my boy, Trick or Trey. Not the neighbors know his name.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Kiki Palmer said something about it years ago.
Yeah.
Kiki was off her meds years ago, though. For a good point in her life, she was off her meds.
Well, listen.
So nobody wanted to believe her, and then this bitch Selena Powell said something, and then it was like, "Oh, let's look into it."
I didn't know.
And now somebody else is saying something.
Oh, I don't know.
It's just like,
and he was peeing on bitches. I heard he was.
So some women like to get peed on.
That's fine.
Like Riley said,
right? But you know what? But when you tied into other stories,
maybe they like that kind of shit.
It's just like, damn.
Maybe they just couldn't match his level of freak. Okay. He should be punished for that.
I mean, no, but.
You my bitch. If I want to do some kinky shit, I feel like we should be able to do some kinky shit.
But
she can still get permission first.
Of course. But I'm sure. Was he actually fucking with these women? Like, were they with him?
I don't know.
Because I don't know if Trigger Trey to be a man with a relationship. I've never heard of him with, like, a girlfriend.
Yeah, because he throwing bitches up against the wall. Like,
he seems like the. Like a very dominant sexual person, probably.
He looks like the type of person who don't like to take no for an answer.
It doesn't necessarily have to mean
that. I feel the same. I mean, but I could be wrong, and I wouldn't want to accuse anybody of that shit. But other people are accusing him of that shit. So, hey. That's that.
Everyone's asking if you're okay, Joe.
Who's asking me if I'm okay?
I don't know. Walker, Sin. You know, they can see you like in the corner of the live.
He's a zombie, I told y'all. Why am I listening?
I'm okay.
Oh, man.
Exclamation mark.
It made me think of Eugene from Hey Arnold.
I'm okay.
You're Eugene tonight. Okay, Joe?
Joe, anything new been up lately?
Yeah.
Well, you were sleeping. That's why I didn't bother to set it up. That's what I was saying, if you wanted to come over here.
We tried
to. Yeah. We definitely tried to. You just went to a different position.
Yep.
No, you just told me to lift my legs and turn that way.
The fuck you
and think? What did you do? Went back to fucking sleep. You could have been like, no, son, I'm up for the show. But no, you went to sleep.
So I can share mic.
Come, sir.
Take mine.
No.
All right, well, he doesn't want to.
Fuck you and your temper tantrum, huh?
Oh, my goodness. I feel like I'm... You know why I'm feeling like this? I think because we started recording so much later than we usually do. I feel like by now we're usually done.
Yeah, so we're a little tired.
I'm sorry, guys. It's not your fault.
Yes, it's okay.
It is his fault. All
right, it is.
Y'all was waiting for me.
Yeah. Wow.
We were waiting. Well, we were not waiting for
him. Yeah, but still, he so had something to do.
He gave us an understandable.
Right, hold on. You was the reason. Is that better?
Yes, that sounded better.
Just was like, yeah, we was waiting on you, nigga. Like, oh, shit. All right. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not a problem. I didn't have a problem with it. Yeah, but it is.
They got this.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
They got to overload me with Kanye and stuff.
I'm so sorry, bro. I didn't know when he was going to come on. I really didn't. You see, I'm like, all right.
In his face, he was like, you were upset.
Yeah, I'm like, another one? another, like,
I didn't know when he was gonna pop out. It could have been, for me, it was any moment now. And then it wasn't until like there was 50 minutes left and I'm like, wow, I'm so sorry.
It was great.
Interesting.
So sorry.
Yeah, but this seemed like a short week because everybody seemed so drained.
It was a long fucking week.
It was a long week.
Oh, did I want to talk about it?
No.
I had to go get, what's that shit? I had to go get tested for COVID because one of my coworkers was positive.
Are you good?
Of course I am. I wouldn't be here.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't.
Never know.
He was about to catch the freaking Jazzy Jeff out to Uncle Phil.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't expose you guys. That's fucked up.
My week was a fucking roller coaster.
I know you had an up and down week.
But it ended rather well. I could say I'm rather happy with how it ended. Monday's gonna be the real test. Cause I feel like everything I learned today, I don't remember none of it.
Good shit.
It was trying. Yo, I felt like they were trying.
Edible kicked in.
They tried to throw me into the fire. Yo, just straight. Oh, you here? Bang. So this is what I do. And I'm like, I'm over here taking notes. And I'm like, the way I took the notes, I'm pretty sure I don't remember what my abbreviations stand for. So I'm like, I'm not going to know what the fuck this means. Because I'm like, she was just going mad fast. But I'm like, it seems simple. It seemed like stuff I'm used to. So
you got it.
It shouldn't be hard.
You got it.
They seem nice.
You're going to adjust well.
They're not like, you know,
yeah,
other people that I've worked with.
Monday is a new week,
this nigga's
mad
shady, bro.
What are you talking about? Shady. What are you talking about?
Shady fucking boots, nigga.
You don't even know who I'm talking
about. Talking about Muddy Waters.
No. That doesn't necessarily
Muddy Butt.
I just wanted to go back to that.
That's not necessarily who I'm talking about. I've worked with a lot of people in my time. I've been working for
Cartier. Nobody quite like that. Leave her alone. She's a God-fearing woman.
God for but that smell. But anyways,
oh come on,
please! You're making me getting chest pains.
You're gonna give me. I was looking at food to order for Uber Eats.
I'm catching. Nah, he's not hungry no
more. Sorry,
wow.
Sorry.
What you was looking at?
Yeah, I could go for a little something. What you feeling for? What you feeling like?
I was looking at Wendy's, but she's talking about.
She talking about that shit. He's like, he's like, yo, Wendy's could fuck me up and have me in there like that.
My bad, y'all.
Late too.
Oh man.
Y'all doing anything this weekend? Or you going to a party?
I'm not going to no party.
Oh wait, no, that's not this weekend. You're forgetting.
The next weekend.
I'm relaxing. Got church on Sunday.
Oh, you got church on Sunday.
My bad. Sorry for the noise.
Yeah, I don't know. I might do something tomorrow. I hear it's supposed to be mad nice tomorrow.
Really?
It's supposed to be sick, rain. But it's going to be like 66 degrees.
That's not great.
It's not supposed to rain all day, though. It's supposed to rain all day?
No, she said that's not great, but for it to be 66.
66, yeah. But that's how people get sick, because niggas going to be going outside. Underdress, and then the next
day. Yeah, you think the Ox will still be open? Okay, a chopped cheese will slap right now, bro.
Thanks for reminding me. The chopped cheese truck will be downtown Brooklyn tomorrow, hopefully. I follow a chopped cheese truck, and they're doing an event.
You be giving everybody just from free promo. They give a free chopped cheese. If they could toss me a chopped cheese, talk
your
about them.
Your fat gonna
day.
Go downtown.
If they toss me a chopped cheese for the promo, hell
your
yeah,
fat
you
ass
can
not
get
going
that.
Down there. Stop capping.
I'm work downtown, bro. What are you talking
Nigga,
about?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
It's a moving truck. This is niggas
where
is not listening.
Where he's spinning the block.
About to find out.
Oh, where downtown exactly?
About to find out.
Yo, that empanada spot. That's in front of the Apple store. Oh my.
Oh yeah, the truck.
Oh, Caesar's?
Yeah. Yeah, that's that Munchies talk, bro. That's that Munchies talk. I feel like we need to just
no,
mount this fucking.
Nah, son, if you never had
that.
Caesar's, man, you don't know.
Why?
Why?
Right
nigga, Duh, you parked outside, nigga. Like, yo, you see, this is what I mean by get tight. That TikTok wasn't a good TikTok, bro.
Yo,
shit like that.
I dead thought of the TikTok.
Shit like that.
He's a duh.
Like,
you think this is a TikTok?
No, because I was showing him a TikTok I wanted to do yesterday, and he said it's not funny because that's how them kids be talking to me. And this is exactly what happened right here.
Are you mad right
now? Trying to say I'm childish?
No, your response.
Well, no, I really parked right.
Because if I was to go move my car,
oh, you
to
be
go
good.
Get something to eat, if I take your spot, I want to know if I had a good spot.
You have an amazing spot. It's right outside. You walk outside, it's right there.
Oh, in front of the building.
That's what I meant
to
say.
That's the easiest thing. That would have been the easiest explanation to say. I knew what you meant, but I just wanted to see him struggle a little bit.
No, because she said outside, like, nigga, said, all I call is outside. The fuck?
Like, not in the bathroom.
Well, was it down the block?
Nigga, like, you thought, you gonna park that shit?
You parked it in the lobby.
It's close.
Nice.
Yeah. You're gonna be happy about it.
Yeah, but yeah, man.
Your fat ass is focused on the food.
I'm not even that hungry, you know.
Nah, I ain't not even that hungry.
I could go for another drink.
No, I can't. I gotta eat. I didn't eat since earlier.
I'm just tired.
But I ain't even finished this drinky. I'm talking about another
exactly,
one.
Exactly,
yeah,
nigga.
You're talking shit.
Don't talk.
Yeah, nah, I'm not gonna say anything.
You know me. Don't test me. I'm mad at you for making me do it tomorrow, but I'm gonna do it.
Oh, so do it. I'm testing you. I dare you
to finish this.
Yes.
What's going on?
On the live right now.
What's going on, bro? That's a shot. What are you doing? What are you talking about?
I just want him to do it then. If it's so light, if it's a shot. All right, there you go.
Ooh.
I'm impressed.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, that was fucking light.
Yeah, I'm impressed by
that. You ever saw the Red Solo cups?
Yes.
Gigi brother tried to outdrink me. He's like, yo, let's take a shot.
Okay, but until, so I, was like, until yeah. I see
he was like,
it, it's not
let's
gonna
do
be.
A full cup. And he thought I was going to back
said
out.
That's bad, like, get another.
Yeah, get another. All right, so you talking about
nobody else
cup?
Ain't in here drinking with me. So if they were drinking with me, I would have got another. But I'm the only one drinking with this link.
You're the only one drunk.
You're the only one drunk. But the best part of being drunk is you could still drink if you're already drunk. I say that all the time.
I had like.
You want a beer?
Two shots before I came here.
You want another one?
No, I had one when I got here.
You want another one? I'll take one with you.
No, I took half of one.
You gotta take a whole one.
Nah, I'm
take
driving. One.
Okay. Silas Punkcast don't never drink with us.
I like a little sip.
And it's Douce there for you.
You're a Douce drinker?
Yep.
So then you should Douce drink.
Nah, I'm okay.
If I eat, I go.
I mean, we're
fine. And there's some coquito. You want some of that coquito?
That's what I knew I wanted something.
Drink some coquito.
Yeah, I'm going to get some. Is it good? Oh, yeah, you said
drink
it was right.
Some coquito. What could
you have? Home girl. Okay.
So, well, end it, nigga. Like, the fuck? Like,
oh, final
talk.
Spicy.
It was
okay.
Good to see you guys.
You don't like this. It's end
it. Oh, you're trying to keep going. No. Bye-bye. I'm going to tell you something.
It was good to see you guys.
Yeah. Oh, now you awake, motherfucker. No, all right, false alarm. Joey is still.
You saw that vein. You ain't see the vein pop out his head. That was
Coquito. Somebody see Coquito, and now she want to come, and now she's alive, eh?
Yeah.
Now you want to be our friend. You hear we got a little Coquito, and now you know us, huh?
Oh. I don't know where that came from.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
Chief is going to head out. You know, it's
Chief, you can clock out. It's okay.
Let me know what you're ordering.
Chief, it's the smile for me.
I know.
Like, it's fat ass and he don't listen to me.
I don't. I'm sorry.
And that's why he's going to
He said
love.
Wendy's.
Oh, yeah. All
right. But he did. But I was about to go slide.
He's got new French fries.
I didn't know that.
It all just all depends on when Elbrook is leaving so I can get a spot.
Right.
That is very true. So with that being said, have a good weekend, guys. Be safe out here.
Facts. the Omarion variant is out. Be safe. Right.
Be safe.
Yo, yeah. I've been hearing that it's not. They're saying that it's contagious, but it's not as deadly. It's not. You haven't seen any serious.
Listen, I'm tired of all these new variants.
Yeah, it's always gonna be like that.
Fucking, try it.
At like, this point, the shit is like Jordans, bro. It's like pay every fucking Saturday.
Hey. So, oh yeah, yo, the cool grays come out.
So, yeah, you remember that?
I got them already though.
Me oh, too. I thought you was.
Hey,
oh, no,
hey, me too.
Oh, you see, that nigga. Oh,
I'm about to try to hit it again though.
Yeah, me too, but not on my size. So my home girl. Yeah. So. No, we just got exclusive access and got lucky.
Oh, hey, that's nice.
Nike members. That's really nice. Checks over stripes.
Heard you.
Checks over stripes. Fine.
That's important.
Jesus Christ.
Well, have a good weekend.
Right, have a great weekend. Stay Be safe.
Yeah, hey. Have a great weekend. Yeah.
Walker tight, because he didn't hit.
Oh, he ain't. Yeah, I heard he was trying to
I
get
slapped.
It.
I slapped. Easily, bro. It ain't even pin. I put it through and it was like, got him. And I was like, whoa, hold on. Like, this is not a raffle. Like, hold on. Let me make sure I got the money in the account first. I thought this was just a raffle.
I actually hit 2 weeks in a row like that. I got the threes and the 11s back to back.
Yeah. Oh, you got the pine green threes too?
The patchwork threes.
Oh, I got the pine green.
No.
I didn't really want them and it just hit.
But I wish I was a sneakerhead like it because I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
It's okay.
I have no idea what y'all talking about.
I can show you.
You'll see, as I will.
Sneakerheads endorse child labor in China?
Yep. That's the only thing child labor do in China? Because there's a lot of stuff that's made in China.
iPhone.
I'm pretty sure we could find like probably like 15 things.
Nike's the biggest responsible one.
So it's
actually
everything. Oh, no, I knew them.
All right, he don't know.
No, do not shake it. Cause it might burst.
That's not sorrow.
Not but coke. I had coquito
do it too.
Explode like that. Can you pour me some too, please? Gracias.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Yeah, nigga, since you look lost. Haha. Yeah. We gonna head out. Y'all be safe,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, facts, man.
Niggas is tired out here. Later, y'all.